sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Sing it unto him now.
Oh Lord, prepare
to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be your living sanctuary for you. Amen and amen. Be a sanctuary for the Lord.
Amen.
Is that what you desire?
Amen.
Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like, turn in your scriptures. We're going to get off of chapter 5. We're going into chapter 6. So we'll read chapter 6, verse 1. And also we'll go to 2 Samuel 22. 2 Samuel 22, Revelation 6:1. Just remember now, the Lord willing, Brother Ernie Villanueva will be with us this coming weekend to preach for us. And then remember, Brother Forney will be here on next Wednesday to speak for us. And if you want to go with us, we're going to plan to go down to Brother Collins's this coming Saturday night. If you want the directions or whatever, we're going to be there, and the Lord willing, I'll be speaking for him. And so just if you want to go along, then let us know. We'll try to make some arrangement. Now, Sister Johnny called and wanted prayer for her family and things, but one thing she wanted to testify that a couple of doctors had asked her to bring the request up here to be prayed for, you know, for them to receive like an intern position, you know, and they received it. So, you know, it's a praise of God, and we believe it, that we believe in the prayers of the saints to ask and receive, even for someone out in the world. What does it matter who you're asking for? It's not always asking for somebody that's, you know, it's easy to ask for somebody that's good to you. But even when you could pray for your enemies, that's when you're beginning to get to a position, you know, that it's be the right way. If I missed any announcements, I generally miss something. But just remember that, that the Lord willing. Revelation 6 and 2 Samuel 22. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for the day that we're living, for the time, Lord. Thank you for thy word that you've extended unto each and every one of us to give us an opportunity to walk into the things that we used to talk about and wonder what they meant, but to see and to understand, but also to see that we're part of it and to understand our position and our place. And Lord, to love you with all of our hearts because of what you're doing for us. Guide us now. Forgive our sins. We know that, Lord, that we fail you every day. But yet we know you've never failed us. We ask you to be with the sick because there's many sick among us. These old bugs and things going around, just reach down and touch each one and bless each and every one. Just have your way now. Guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 6. And when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. All right, let's go back to 2 Samuel. Or we want to try to get to in the message anyway. Well, if I get out of Joshua, I might be doing better. I turned to it and then flipped all the way back over. 22:14. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, we have a point before you, ever since we started this series some 50 sermons ago, that the one point has been what? That the book of Revelations is the one book that Satan doesn't want you to read and to study. It shows his ending, but it shows how he ends. Now, and showing how he ends is going to show the last form of God upon the earth. We're not oneness to stop in Jesus and believing that he was the last form of God. No, we believe that the bride of Jesus Christ down through all of the seven ages to wind up in this age to where we're at is the last immorphe, our form of God. She's the last mouthpiece. See, under her messenger, the prophet said, 340, I believe it is church age book, said she'd be the final voice to the final age. All right? And that way then, I've tried to get you to see that the book of Revelation is, I've called it the bride's book, because it's about the bride. Because nowhere in the book of Revelations will you find God by himself. I'll even say it this way, if you'll think about it. Nowhere from actually the book of Acts. The Old Testament was the revealing of Almighty God as he was condescending downward to come down to make himself manifest upon earth in the form of Jesus Christ. See, that was revealing God in the man. All right? That's like the prophet said, it was God above us, God with us, because there he dwelt with us on the and walked upon earth in the human flesh. But see, the last is God in us. All right? See, the story wasn't finished, or the Bible wasn't completed to reveal Jesus Christ and just him alone to remain, because you would be oneness. See, you would be stopping and not proceeding on to the rest of the things that the Bible has shown. You would only be on a twofold point instead of a threefold. The prophet said all God was, he poured into Christ, all Christ into the church. Take her back to the Garden of Eden. See, you would stop him just on really the first fold of a threefold. See? I believe the bride of Jesus Christ, like 374, Christ the mystery of God revealed, that she's part of the mystery and must be revealed. And that's what I'm trying to get you and me to see, that the book, what we're reading and studying now, is speaking right to us. Alright? So since the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, you don't find God by himself. You find him manifesting himself through the church. Because he doesn't come back to earth in a corporal body, you know, literal corporal body, until the millennial reign. Alright? Now, in doing that then, he's revealing himself in the church. Okay, so I gave you the first quote there where we give it to you many times, page 13 of the Church Age book, where the prophet said this is not just the revelation of Jesus Christ, but of his future work in the church ages. So then when you get to the book of Revelations, you don't find him standing there as a mortal being. You find him always in relationship in his bride. So now let's don't go off on the wrong form of like a lot of people would with it. And I know when you start hammering it down sometimes, people get the idea. Just remember, the bride of Jesus Christ is nothing. Nothing without what God has made her. All right? Now, sorry, sisters, to say it in the wrong way, but make you get the point. See, you took your husband's name. Before then, you only had the name of your natural earthly father. You may not like that, but that's true. You lost your name. You had to forfeit your name. In other words, you know, it's not throwing off on nobody's family nor nobody, but you're saying that didn't exist. Now I am the one that I was born for. Because, sisters, you weren't born to be a baby and stay a baby. You was born to come up and to bear children and to reproduce your husband. And in that, then, we see the true revelation that a man is never seen. I got it in here somewhere. I may repeat it again. Everybody knows that I'm married. Everybody that knows me knows I'm married. All right. Well, see, then there's no way for me to tell anybody that I'm not married because everybody knows I am. They've met my wife. They've seen my family. They've seen the grandchildren and things. So it would be no way in the world that I'd ever want to separate myself from that. As I've always told you, I'm just as honest as I can be. I don't believe in putting up with garbage. But if my wife run off with somebody else and left today, I would never in no way disinherit her from the name that she has brought forth upon the earth through bringing my family into the world. Now you understand what I'm saying? I didn't say I'd put up with garbage cans. I said I wouldn't never disinherit her from the name that she brought my children into the world. All right? Because of what it is and what it means to me. Because she was the one to bring forth my offspring. All right? And see, that's what God has done. Down through time, so from the book of Acts, you find Jesus no more by himself. Like on the road to Damascus, Lord, who art thou? I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Paul never persecuted Jesus in the natural, but he was persecuting the church. The church was his bride, which was Christ. All right. So now then, keep the book of Revelation that away. Because it is he that hath made us, the psalmist said, and not we ourselves. He made us what we are. We are his body. He's made us his body. He's chosen us to be that part. All right. See, then choosing that, he had some reason to choose us. Sometimes I wonder, don't you? I wonder why he ever thought about choosing me. But maybe it's to stir you up enough to get you to go into heaven. And maybe I might miss it all, but still, it'd be worth it if I do and get to see you in glory. But now listen. It's God manifesting in bride form is what you see. It's God manifested in bride form, where he once dwelt alone, then he came on earth in a body, and from that time, bringing down the Holy Ghost, on the day of Pentecost, that made him into a multiple form called the bride. Right. And see, that's what he wanted. He wanted to expand himself, to reveal himself, but to expand himself, to bring forth his sons and daughters. And in the worst of all, we're still proud of our children. Right? The worst of all that we could think of what they would do, we're still proud of our children because they are our children. All right. And see, that's the way God is. All right. So we know now that it was God above us, God with us, now it's God in us. So you'll never see him. You'll never see him. Go to the book of Revelation and try to find him by himself. He's revealing himself in bride form. Now, that's what's so hard that we're going to be dealing with for a while until we get it. I admit I don't see exactly how to present it. I know what I see. I come up right to it in the message sometimes and hear it, and then all at once it just fades back. So I just walk back and wait on it. I just keep preaching because I know what I'm wanting to try to explain to you, but to try to find the words. Now, in a little while, you're going to see something open. I believe that you'll see what I'm talking about more and more. See, because we've seen him in Revelations 1. As the one standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man. We've seen that he was in Revelations 4, the throne and one sitting on the throne, and that was the Father's throne, the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the bride. We saw that the Lamb in chapter 5, we saw the book in the hand of the one sitting on the throne, and the book is the names written of the bride of Jesus Christ, or the seed of God that would be on the earth. And then we saw the Lamb would come forth and take the book, not come forth and go somewhere else or do something else. He come forth and took the book. Everything keeps climbing up on the throne. That's the point that I've been trying to make to you. It keeps coming onto the throne. And as it comes onto the throne, then you never see him without seeing the bride. When you go to the white throne judgment, she's sitting right there with him. Anywhere you go to the future home, she's right there with him. Anywhere you see in the book of Revelation, she's right there with him. All right? And see, that's to me is a wonderful thing to be able to see it that way. All right? Now, to get the point, see, the Lamb came from the church ages. I looked at some quotes. I'll bring it Sunday. I ran them off back there to where that we could pick it up because I got a point I want to get. The point I'm wanting to get is this. The bride, the Lamb, Almighty God, Son of Man, Son of God. All right. No matter what, even when he goes as Son of David in the millennium, we're with him. That's the honeymoon. Right. See? So then, the Lamb is not shown in any way apart from his bride. All right, now. But just remember, when you see the bride, you see him. Now, keep that in mind and you won't lose the thought. That when you see the bride formed, I'm talking about, the one standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, like unto the Son of Man. You see that in bride form, but you don't see it without him. But you don't see him without her. Alright? He's talking about a threefold revelation. All God was, he poured into Christ. All Christ into the church. The second fold of the threefold revelation is the same as the first fold. It's just in a different form. One of them is a one element, you know, you call it one person, one being, Jesus Christ walking on the earth. The next is that Jesus Christ, not throwing him away, but yet bringing that into the church and bring the church right to the very throne. Because that's where she's at. All right, now. And then doing that. In doing that, then, listen. I gave you the quote on number 2 of our 49 Church Age book. John does not say that he turned to see the one whose voice he heard. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say he turned to see the one whose voice he heard. Because I've explained it to you over and over. He knew that voice. But he turned to see the voice. Page 35 I lost that one, but I'll pick it up in a minute. I gave it to you where he says that he saw the bride. Now, but he turned to see the voice. The voice and the person are one and the same. Now the voice and the person, while we're not a denomination, page 35. He turned to see the voice and saw the bride. But just remember now, get the point and keep it in mind. When he turned to see the voice, he was expecting to see Jesus Christ. And he did. Right? He saw him. But where was he? In the church. Right? So he's never shown without her now. It's impossible to separate it once it's joined. Right. Now, then when he turned to see the voice, now, he saw then the Son of God, the Son of Man, all revealed in bride form. Because you can't go without Son of God and get to Son of Man. You got to come by Son of God to get to Son of Man. All right. But when you get to Son of Man, you don't leave Son of God. One of them is spirit, the other one is word. But it's all the same God. And you put it in the church, what is it? Same God. In bride form. See, that's the whole message, Brother Branham. That's what struck me many, many years ago. Like I told you, 1969, I preached the bride was the Son of Man. I believed that then. How much more do you think I believe it now? Well, she's not the Son of Man apart from Him. She's Him made manifest, the Son of Man. All right. See? Now, how much more simpler could it be? But now, what we want to get into tonight, and this is what, and I keep getting little bits and pieces, and it'll come together, and I just tell you what I believe, you know. So if you don't believe it, you come tell me, but make sure you bring something with you to show it. I mean, because we may be discussing opinions. But I believe that the bride of Jesus Christ has something to do with not to open the seals, because it takes God to open the seal. All right. But she has something to do with the seals and the making known of the seals. All right. Now, see? Like I said it now, she can't break the seal. All right. So then you have to put it together, but you have to keep a fine line to separate the situations. Just like Jesus upon earth couldn't be the Son of God just totally manifest. He was Son of Man. You had to make Him manifest in what He was. But see, then, what goes to Israel? The revelation of the complete plan of redemption. Now, this will come back again Sunday, so... The complete revelation of the plan of redemption will go to Israel, which is the opening of those seals. Alright? The opening of the seals will go to Israel. Because in chapter 6, the bride's already taken off the earth. She come off the earth in chapter 4. So what happens is, He's going to go to Israel and tell Israel where they missed it, but that the bride received it. So He's going to be telling about you. Alright? He's going to be telling about what you done, how you received the position that they turned down back yonder. Alright? So then there'll be no way to express the seals to Israel without expressing the bride and her position. Alright? See, that's what I said. I just get a little bit and then that's what I bring you. But we just keep getting it just a little bit at a time. All right. Now, what we want to do is go into something to where you can see. You know, so go back to Revelation 6. And we just keep going a little at a time until we see where we're going to. All right. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. Now that's what we're going to be dealing with tonight. We know this, but we're going to deal with it in a way that we haven't brought as much light upon about just say the point. All right? Now, we know what the thunder is. We know it's the voice of God. All right? But now here's the message. So if you don't get nothing else about the message, just get the scripture. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. We'll get to that in a minute, where that comes from. Now remember, only God can break the seal. And it's not necessarily the bride, God in the bride form breaking the seal. But she's got a part. Now here's her part. Here's her part now in the Bible. Okay, so what does it say? And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Now we won't get on the combat beasts and things. It'll be when we get through, Brother Ernie coming this weekend and all. When we get back to that, Wade's done been through that. We've all been over it. Brother Dean's been over it. Brother Harris has been over it. We've been over for all the years talking about the combat beast and who they are, et cetera, et cetera. And it is The combat beast is the spirit of God down through the ages that was a lion, an ox, a man, and the eagle. Right. See, that was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John guarding the book of Acts. See? The prophet's been through all of these things. But what I want you to see is this point. See? John heard a thunder. Noise of a thunder. And see, now you can tie it together and read it totally as it's saying. And listen, it comes out the same way. But we want to divide just a hair line to make sure it works right. What? And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. See, all you got in there is a comma to break up the point. Right? Which this comma means pause and think on this. Right? Don't stop, just pause and think. But he literally is saying that there is no way that you're going to get this seal without the combat beast. Now, that's what he's saying. Now, he's not making the combat beast the total Almighty God, see, in a separate form or something. See, we're holding it to a line. And you must think with me. Because see, if you just run off with it, you can just pick it up and just run and all. And if you ain't careful, you'll just run right off. But if you hold it together, then every quote the prophet brings, they will just all fit right into it like a glove. And then you'll see you've got a beautiful picture. You get the point now. This is the message tonight. So if you go to sleep or you whatever, you doze off or fix a car or whatever you're doing, you know, thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow, whatever, you won't miss the point at least. Because the point of what I'm talking about is plain. The thunder is the voice of God when the seal breaks. All right. Now, that has to be transmitted down. Or else, we'll see in a moment, you're just going to hear a thunder. All right. Now, we're not talking about the seven thunders, so don't get all that in your mind. We'll get to that later. See? Because I'll give you the quote where the prophet said, now, there's a thunder, a voice, and all like that, when they broke in the Bible and all like that in reality. But he said, now that's different than seven thunders. Don't worry about it. But this is the background to know what those seven thunders are. All right? See, then you can't separate this from the seven thunders. All right? See, now we got a point to bring. We've been over this many, many times. But I want the point laid in your mind now. You cannot get what these seals are without the combat beast bringing it to you. Because the combat beast is the Spirit of God on the earth. Now these are not up in heaven. They're on the earth. The lion was the tribe of Judah. Lasted over about four ages there. All right. Then the man was Luther and Wesley. All right. See, then the lion, the ox come in the dark ages, right at the last there, and the word lasted for four ages, and then you got the ox coming in with the killing, which is already way back before then, but then you got the ox, and then you got the man, Luther and Wesley, and then you got the end time, the prophet to come. Right. Now, it's like I've always said, though, everybody makes the combat beast in the people of the lion, the combat beast in the people of the ox, the combat people in the beast of the man, but then Brother Branham's eagle. They don't put it together. All right. And I know without Brother Branham, we wouldn't have anything. Right. And we'll get to it one of these days that combat beast under that fourth one, see, there's not one on the fifth, sixth, and seventh. There's not a combat beast on the fifth, sixth, and seventh because you don't need one. Because the fourth is the prophet. And he can reveal. And see, without that, we can't go anywhere. But get the point now, what we're talking about tonight. Read your Bible. John heard the noise of a thunder, a combat beast saying, come and see. Then it was put in symbol form to John. Right? And he saw the white horse rider and had the bow and no arrows and the things like that. Alright. But yet still, listen. Without that combat beast, there is no way to deliver the message to the people on the earth. See, because the combat beast is the Holy Spirit in the bride. Now, who's the revealer of the Word? Christ the mystery of God revealed. The Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the Word. So now you see the part that we have to do. You see the part that we have to do. It's a very wonderful position. But don't make it, listen now, I'm trying my best to just hairline it, and I know it. Don't make the combat beast just the thunder. You're getting too far. All right. You got to let the thunder be the voice of God. The combat beast is whatever you would call it, the delivering of the message. But once they're there, they can't be separated. Because there's no difference in the voice and the person. The difference is what's he doing, you know. You and I can't reveal nothing. But the Holy Spirit in us, come on, the prophet said all the minister does is preach to break the spell that's over the people's eyes to where God can speak to them. Right? I think it's demonology about page 15. But get what I'm talking about. The voice of the combat beast. Now, well, let's back up now. John heard the voice. What? And heard a voice as it were the noise of thunder. And there's where we need the cymbal broke, see? Because all we know on that is bloom, 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 bloom through the skies. We think we know all about it. And they taught us in kind of a mythology form back when we was in school that thunder was Zeus and Thor and them rolling bowling balls through heaven and running into things, you know. And that's what caused thunder to take place. I never did believe that, even when I was a kid, you know. Because I thought that it had to do something with the weather, you know. All right. But, listen, what is that thunder? We said, well, we know what it is. It's the voice of God. All right. Yeah. All right. Then we'll go with that. See? The question has always been in the people of the message is what is the thunders? Well, if you don't understand what the thunder is for the seals to be broke, you can't understand what the thunders are that are under the seventh seal, the prophet said. All right. Now, but if we get this correct, and this won't be a series back on the seals again, but it's just a point that I'm trying to get you to see. That thunder sounded, but that combat beast brought that message down to where we could understand. All right? So when we get to the fourth one, you'll see easily why he was a prophet. And how that he could go right into glory, get the message, and come back and speak to you and I. But all he could do was what the combat beast said, come and see. All right? When that message went out, see, it was bringing John to a position, a scene or whatever, to where he could see. Right. Now, he didn't see the bride. Come on now. He saw the white horse rider, which is the Antichrist. But that's a symbol form. A symbol form. The prophet said something to keep the church watching until the time that it could be made known. So he saw a symbol. The prophet understood what that symbol was. Brother Brown said he even saw that white horse rider as the White Righteous Church and even admired it. Because he was a human. He saw it. He saw the religious world and all the things that they're doing. He saw America and the things that we're doing. And how that we're a religious nation. And how we're trying to feed the world. And all of these movie actors, after they run for a while and they begin to kind of fade out of their popularity, what do? They go to Africa and build schools. They go here, they go there, you know, and they start a religious part. Thank God for all of it. They start all these giveaway programs and things. But just remember, you can't give away more than what comes in. So there's always a coming in part of it. And they're not going to dip down into their coming in, dip down into their pocket. They're only going to dip down into what's coming in. All right. But I'm not throwing no stones. Just forget it. But now listen. Let's just read a few things. Let's just read a little bit. Better get off that message. It was a few days ago. There it is. This is the first seal. I'd invite you to read the seal, the first seal, you know, into what we're talking about. It's 1963, 318, page 137. And he's talking about the seal, and I want to get to just read it a little bit. And he reads the scripture. I saw it when the Lamb opened one of the seals. What happened? And I heard, as it were, the noise of a thunder. Oh, how I'd like to dwell on that just a few minutes. I hope now that all the people that know these things and are waiting for the consolation of the Lord will now study real close, and on the tapes also, that you'll think of this. The first thing happened when the Lamb broke that first seal, a thunder roared. Now that's got a significance. It's got a meaning. It's a meaning. Nothing happens without a meaning. All right, a thunder. A thunder roared. Wonder what that thunder was. Now he just keeps on reading. This goes right on down to the next page. Continuation. Page 138. And he goes to it. Let's take John. John 12. And he goes to 23rd. And then that goes on down to the 29th. And Jesus answering them saying, I'm reading out of the seal book to anybody on tape. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. That's on John 12, starting in verse 23. You're at the end of an age there. His ministry is ending. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. What about the hour has come when his bride must be taken away? What? That the hour has come that time shall be no more. The angel is ready to set one foot on land and the other on sea, and with a rainbow over his head, with feet, and saying, time's run out. And besides that, he raised up his hand and swore that time would be no more when this happened. Oh, how perfect it is. A sworn affidavit to the church. Now, I like that. But listen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant be. If any man serve me, let him serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. This is on page 138 now. Just continue right on reading. You say, well, I'm coming to the end of the road and you got trouble. Well, him coming to the end of the road, you got trouble. What does it make you think when you some great spiritual something happens that troubles you? Oh my. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. All right, now there was a voice from heaven. But now Jesus was the only one who heard the voice. What did the other people hear? And the people said that stood by, that heard it, they said it thundered. But now Jesus heard the voice. So evidently John must have heard it to be able to write it. you know, enough. At least he knows something about it. But now listen. To try to illustrate it, you remember Brother Branham when he was out there in Arizona, I think it was, where anyhow he told those brothers, he separated from them, you know, and told them to get on the cars, and down came a whirlwind and blasted three times, cut rocks out of the mountains and things. It blasted three times and then it went back up. Well, see, all those people heard were thunder, a blast. And Brother Branham couldn't tell it for a day or two. Finally, he asked for permission, and God granted him to be able to tell those brothers what took place. Now, see, they heard a thunder. They heard a blast. And he said it blasted like three times and went back up. But Brother Brown said that was the angel of the Lord, or the Lord telling him that California was going to about go under with an earthquake. See? So to remember now, prophets are not like ordinary people. The ordinary people standing around the Lord Jesus only heard a thunder. But he heard a voice. When he said, "Now is my soul troubled," you know, he said, "I've glorified and glorified again." He heard that voice. All they heard was up to that statement. And then they heard, boom! See? But see, he heard the rest of it. They said, "I've glorified and will glorify it again." So what is the thunder? It's the voice of God. What do we read in Samuel over there? God's voice thunders. It's the voice of God. All right? Now continue on reading. This is page 139. Then when the Lamb took the book and broke that first seal, God spoke from eternal throne to say what that seal was to be revealed. Now see, I'm holding it to the line. See, God spoke. Now we'll get back right back in a minute, right back to that combat beast. So watch him now, how close he holds it. God spoke from his eternal throne to say what that seal was to be revealed. But when it's placed before John, it was an assembly. John saw it. It was still a mystery. Why? Wasn't even revealed right then. It cannot be revealed until what he said here at the end time. But it come an assembly. When the thunder, remember, a loud clapping noise of thunder is the voice of God. That's what the Bible said, see, a clap of thunder. They thought it was a thunder, but it was God. He understood it, for it was revealed to him, see, it was a thunder. And notice the first seal opened. The first seal, when it's opened in the symbol form, it thundered. Now, what about when it opened in its reality form? Now, we'll pick that up the next time I start, so I'm not going to cover that point. All right. We'll pick that up now. But let me say this to the kids and the things, especially to maybe small children in the gospel. Every thunder you hear out there is not the voice of God now. Every time it comes up a cloud and the bloom is not the voice of God speaking to you. God speaks to prophets that way, not to everybody. See, people, I've heard people say, "Boy, I tell you what, listen to that. You heard that vindication of what I said. You hear that thunder?" Well, all right. That might have been. I might have said that. Might have been. But it might not have been either. What does the word say? I mean, what does the message, you know? In other words, what was said? If you heard a thunder, it's held in it's the voice of God. It's something being told you. So what was told you? And a certain brother came by here years ago, and we was talking about it the other day. I'd happened to think of it. And he came by, and he was pulling this big old bus camper thing. We had to get him into the parking lot. But anyhow, he came in, and known the brother a long time, you know. And he said, "Brother Dale, I've been out on the backside of the desert." I said, "Well, praise the Lord." He said, "You don't understand. I've been out on the backside of the desert." I said, "Well, praise the Lord, brother." I said, "What'd God tell you while he was out there?" He said, "No, I mean, I've been out on the backside of the desert." You know, he was quick to let me know. He meant that he wasn't out there hearing the voice of God. He'd been out there in a lot of problems and troubles, you know. But I mean, I was just saying it like I thought it, you know. I mean, if you've been on the backside of the desert and God spoke to you, tell us what he said. "Well, I can't tell you. It's something personal for me." I don't understand that. I know there are personal things, but what are you trying to make? One certain brother in the message years ago, he used to tell it, and boy, everybody just go, you know, just shake. And I won't call his name, but he'd say, "Brother Branham told me what to preach." Well, everybody was trying to find out what Brother Branham told him to preach. See, they thought it was some, because they used to think he was one of the thunders. They used to think the seven men in this message, each one had a thunder apiece. I can name a few of them if you'd like. They used to believe that some of the brothers, like seven men, each one had a thunder. Well, you know what I done? I'm a way of doing things, and you know, and I know how to do it, but you can't let anybody know what you're doing till you get through doing it, or they'll cut you off. So I just got in a roundabout way in a conversation with him, and just began to bring him around to the place I wanted him to, and I just asked him, "What did Brother Branham tell you to preach?" He said he told me to preach hellfire and it hot. I said, "Okay." Now I know what Brother Branham told him to preach. Hellfire and it hot. Alright. I believe Brother Ram told him that. Well, see, everybody else thought it was some mystery. Some secret thing that would be something to get us into rapture. Well, most of those that they believe were those seven were already passed on. I mean, a good many of them at least. But now listen. What is the voice? Page 139, number 6 on your notes. Now listen. It thundered as soon as the Lamb struck back the seal. And what did it reveal? Not all of it said. First it was God. Next it's in a symbol. Then it's revealed. Three things. See, it's coming forth from the throne. Now where does that voice come forth? Where does that thunder sound forth at? Now I'll give you a key. If you listen, there was one thunder when the seals broke in the Bible. It doesn't list another thunder in second seal, third seal, fourth seal. And there was one thunder when the prophet heard a blast out there and those angels met him. All right. Not seven, one thunder, one blast. All right. Now, so keep that in your mind. But listen, I will quote you another statement. Brother Brown said the seven thunders, this is in heaven. Brother Brown said the seven thunders sound on earth. Okay? Now that's what he said. But listen now. Now watch where the thunder comes forth from. It thundered as soon as the Lamb struck back the seal. And what did it reveal? Not all of itself. First it was God, next it's assembled, then it's revealed. Three times. It's coming forth from the throne. First it can't be seen, heard, or nothing. It's sealed up. The Lamb's blood paid the price. It thundered when he spoke it out. And when he did, a white horse rider started out. And it was still a symbol. Listen. The voice is a thunder. Now there's the title of the message. The voice is a thunder. The voice came from where? From the throne where the Lamb had just left as intercessor. And it come from the throne. What throne? The one in chapter 4 and the one in chapter 5, that's the Father's throne. Come on. That's what we've been going over and over and over and over. The voice is a thunder. The voice came from where? From the throne where the Lamb had just left his intercessor. Now he's standing out here to take his position and his claims. But the thunder came from inside of the throne, thundered out. And the Lamb was standing out here. The thunder where the Lamb had left the Father's throne to go take his own throne. Glory now. Don't miss it, friends. Page 141. First seal, 63:318. Left the Father's throne to take his own throne. He now has come forth from his intercessory work to claim his own throne. He has redeemed subjects. That's what he come forth from the throne to do. It is then that the lion-like creature said to John, "Come and see." Watch. Now you're reading it. One of the seals, as it were the noise of a thunder, and one of the four beasts. You know what the beasts were. We took them, one like a lion, one like a calf, one like a man, one like an eagle. Now, this first beast said, watch. Each time there's a different beast until them four horse riders pass. There's four beasts and there's four horse riders. Notice each one of them beasts announced Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're going to get back in and prove which one Matthew, Mark, which was one Mark, Mark, which was John, each one of them. All right. Just trying to read and then we'll get back to preaching. Still on the same seal, 141. One of the beasts saying, come and see. He heard the noise of a thunder, and one of the beasts said, now come see. In other words, here stands the Lamb, and John standing out there watching it happen. And remember Brother Brown said he saw it just as though he lived it. Remember that? Just as though he'd lived it. And the Lamb come up from the throne where he'd been slain, bloody all over him. He was the one that was found worthy, and he reached over and took the book, and everything began to shout and screaming and carrying on. You see, because they know redemption was paid for. Now he's come to claim his own. So he takes the book, stands out there before John, and he pulls it back and breaks the seal. Pulls the seal down, and when he pulls the seal down, a thunder clapped through the place. And when a thunder clapped, no doubt John might have jumped up in the air when a thunder roared. Then one of the four beasts said, now come and see what it is. What's revealed beneath here. Oh my, John, write what you see. So John goes to look, see what it was. John goes to see what the thunder said. It's then that this creature told John, come and see what the mystery is under the first seal. The thunder, the voice of the Creator, has uttered it. Now he ought to know what's there. Amen. Right on down, page 143. Seal book. All right, and the thunder went off. John knew it was the voice of God. And then the lion-like creature said, come see what it was. And John went forth now with his pen to write what he was going. He never seen exactly what it was. He never understood it. But what he saw was what God was sending to the church for a time. Now he's got, he will, he always does. He makes it plain when it's time to make it plain. But he didn't make it plain then. Why? Because it was going... He was going to keep it a secret until the last days. And the sounding of the last angel's message was to gather up these mysteries. See, didn't make it clear. Page 155. First seal, seal book. Now let's find the symbols. We found out what the thunder means. That's perfectly, we know that, see. The thunder was the voice of God when the seal opened. The thunder was the voice of God when the seal opened. So, when the Lamb, so you've got manifestations of God being in front of you. You got the Lamb, you got the one on the throne, you got the bride. You see, it's not the bride. Because she can't tell you what that thunder is. The thunder came from the throne, which was all where Almighty God was at. Almighty God is the only one that can do that. The Lamb tore off the seal. That was his work of redemptive, right? To make it to reveal. But the Lamb in that form didn't tell you what it was. He didn't thunder. He said, well, you went one way, now you're going back the other way. That's why if you can't preach it both ways, you lost on the understanding. I can preach many, many, many manifestations of God and then bring it all right back to one manifestation. If you can't do it that way, you don't understand the Godhead. You see what I'm talking about? When the Lamb pulled off the seal, the thunder came from the throne, which was Almighty God, thundering the voice. And it thundered. But as quick as it thundered, that lion-like creature caught it and says, come and see. The around like creatures, the Spirit of God in the church. Come and see. Then when he did, he saw symbols. So you're tying it together, and like I said to start with, there's no way to get to you and I what's being done without it being done in the way that it's done. Because we wouldn't understand when the thunder went off. We'd say, that's the voice of God. Right, but what did the voice say? Now listen. Listen real careful now. The voice spoke through the creature to say, come and see. Now listen. That was the line. But he didn't tell what the symbols were. Are you listening? The lion-like creature didn't tell you what the symbols were. It was still in symbols. We just read it. See, it would have to wait until the life's combat beast to be able to tell you what that symbol meant. See, that was what was sent to the church, the prophet said, to keep her on her toes. Keep her thinking about it, wondering about it. See, when it comes down to that life's combat beast, that's what we want to get to the next time I preach. When it comes to that life's combat beast, it's a prophet. And a prophetic people, they can understand what the prophet is saying. And it was only this prophet that called it the Antichrist. The lion didn't tell you it was the Antichrist. The ox didn't tell you it was the Antichrist. The man combat beast couldn't tell you. But they each one said, come and see. They each one had a part. They had a part to do. What? Come and see. Second seal opens. The second combat beast, come and see. Without that combat beast, there's no way to deliver it to the earth. Because the combat beast is on earth. When God tore off the seal, he said, I'm not going to reveal it. But I'll hand it down to my church like this. Go back and read your first seal and see if I'm right. I'll hand it down to my church like this. I'll hand it down as a wild horse rider. But I won't tell what it is. I won't tell what the red horse rider is. I won't tell what the black horse rider is. He said, I'm not going to tell what the pale one is until the man comes on the earth that can pick up the revelation and deliver it to the people. But get this point now, and I'll close with it. Without that message from that combat beast, come and see. You don't know what the thunder is. Well, I've just read it. It's the voice of God. Well, what did the voice say? What did that voice say back there? That thunder said, now listen, that thunder said, come and see. It was in bride form. That thunder was the voice of God in the Lamb that had just left the Father's throne. That's not Trinitarianism. It's one God being revealed. Revelation 14, somewhere along in there, it talks about the thunders from the people thunders from the people. It thundered on Mount Sinai. Right? It thundered on Mount Sinai. That's all the people heard. But Moses knew what the voice said. What did the voice say? Come up into the mountain and I'll speak to you. Right? He didn't tell him the seals at the, well, the seal. He didn't tell them to him because the seals and the Ten Commandments are the same, the prophet said. But he didn't tell them right there. He said, Moses, see, the voice was get up into the mountain. Now, Brother Branham heard a voice out in Tucson. And everybody thinks Brother Branham was taken up into that pyramid of angels and the things like that, and they told him all about the seals. When he come back, he said, that's not right. He said, that pillar of fire and the cloud, the cloud of Jesus, you know, the angels and everything, said it spoke back. I've got to quote. It spoke back and said, go to Jeffersonville. Said it'll be told you what to do. What was that thunder that the prophet heard? When everybody else around the country heard, boom, boom, boom. But the voice to the prophet said, go back to Jeffersonville. That was the thunder. That was the thunder. The voice of God. Go back, it'll be told you. He didn't tell him what the seals were. Because he come forth and said it. He said, I'd have made a horrible mistake on that first seal if God hadn't corrected me. Then he turned around and said, I don't know what the second seal is, third, fourth. Now you're making him a liar if you think he didn't. If he did know, you know. But a lot of people believe Brother Branham knew all of this when he come into the world, you know. No. But listen. The thunder thundered from the throne. That was the voice of God. Just like it thundered when Jesus was standing there. What was it when Jesus was standing there? I have glorified it and I'll glorify it again. What was it to Brother Branham when he was out there in the whirlwind? California's fixed, almost going to sink. The thunder has got a message. Yeah. That's all I've ever said about it. Because that's what I know about it. That's just the point I know. The thunder's the voice of God. Well, then you get over to the seven thunders. Well, it can't change. So it'll have to be a revelation. And Brother Brown said, if a man thinks he has those thunders, he said if it won't connect with the rest of the Bible, he's wrong. It'll tie together if we get it together in the right place. Do you understand what I'm saying? The thunder sounded forth. Right. John heard the thunder. But then he heard a combat beast say, come and see, I'm going to show you what to send to the church. So now then you can say what if you want to. You can say the thunder was the voice of the bride in that point of the combat beast saying, come and see. Because that was the voice of God delivered down. First it was the voice of God in heaven. See? A thunder. And that combat beast said, come and see. It's like it did to Brother Branham. Go back to Jeffersonville. It'll be told you. When that thunder descended downward, that combat beast told you what that thunder was saying. Come and see. When John steps forth to see what he's, the scene has changed when he steps forth to begin to write because he's commissioned to write, he saw a symbol. And it was even removed from John. And he saw a symbol. A white horse rider. It wasn't made known. But the voice is so connected. Now listen, you can't separate the person from the voice. That voice is condescending downwardly. Coming to an earthly position. waiting for that last one to be able to fall upon the earth where he can not only just say, come and see. We said, now let me tell you what the symbol is. Come on, the fourth one, when it said, come and see, I saw a symbol. A pale horse. But in this end time, that combat beast is the prophet. You see, why did I believe the one that come to John on Patmos in Revelation 19 and 22, I believe is the two, that he falls down to it? That is God in the form of a prophet. Right. Not Brother Branham. Brother Branham was born the prophet, right? They want to connect together in the seal book, the point of it. But get in the seal book. I'll be glad to show it to you. He said it's just arrived. What had just arrived? Him being a prophet? He's born one. He said it's just arrived. What had just arrived? Brother Branham wasn't the prophet. But the Lord Jesus Christ is. And the Lord Jesus Christ stepped down in a man so close and he said, I'm just using his voice. Because this combat beast has got to tell us what these symbols are. The first one couldn't tell you what it was, but it could say, come and see. The very voice of Almighty God thundering down through into this last church age. It's been the same voice down in each church age. It's been the Holy Ghost in each church age. In a manifestation of a combat beast upon the earth. Because when it happens, like I said, the thunder's down on earth. They sound on earth. Why? It's revelation to you and I. What is the thunder? It's the voice of God. The voice of God. Let me put it this way now and we'll close. What then is the difference in the voice of God? And you remember a few months ago, I don't know how long ago, I asked you a question. I said, what's the difference between a revelation and a manifestation? You remember that? The only difference is one you can show to everybody else, one you only see yourself. That's the only difference in it. Because a manifestation, other people can see it. All right. So think about that and what I'm talking about. You are the only one. You, the end time combat beast, is the only people that can make it go from a revelation to a manifestation. And once you do, you will see who you are. Come on, Brother Boy. You'll see who you are and what you're doing here. The thunder is the voice of God speaking to you. Have you heard his voice? The prophet said it. He said on the seal message, he said, have you heard his voice through the opening of these seals? Whose voice was it? Not the voice of William Branham. The voice of God speaking through a man. The voice of God speaking through a man to tell us what God was saying. What had been in symbol form all of those years of waiting. But I hope you understand what I'm saying. Even back there, though, that line, he knew enough to say, come and see. He knew enough to say, come and see. Because that's the only way it's going to be delivered to the earth is through that combat beast. And if you don't have the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle together in the end time, then how are you going? You're only going to get a partial realization. Amen. But when it's all manifested in the Holy Ghost that's given into you through adoption in the things of the prophet, Didn't Brother Brown say on adoptions to take a man on the backside of the desert, visit him with an angel, tell him something, give him something for the people? That's what Brother Brown done, wouldn't it? He said it's so accumulating so fast out here on the backside of the desert. Like he ain't hard to keep up. Well, see, what about a bride? What about a bride? Do you know what you're saying? Listen. Do you know what you're saying when you go out and you talk to people about this message? Come on, listen for a second. You go out and you talk to somebody about this mess. You're talking to them about one God, water baptism, no eternal hell, etc. And then you're coming on finally down to explaining Brother Branham and the things, you know, you keep going. You know what you're saying? Come and see. Come and see. Come and see what God has made known to me. Come and see. Come and see. Let's stand together. 288 in the Red Book. Come and see. We are part with the freedom we all hold dear. Now is at stake. Our blink part to God saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trot, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound, all of the dead shall rise, righteously in the sky. Anybody else? Anybody else that has a need? Our sister is at home sick. We also want to send Matthew a prayer cloth. Well, let's just believe. Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we send this prayer cloth to our sister Janet, Lord. And just deliver her from all of this condition. And all be well. In Jesus' name. Father, just touch Matthew, Lord, and let everything be all right. We believe you in Jesus' name. Going where no one dies. We'll soon be, oh, happy forever. When we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling this world. Father, you heard our brother. This thing that's bothering him in his chest, they're going to operate tomorrow. We thank you for the doctors. Now just let everything be well. And when they get there, let it be that there won't be nothing there to even operate on. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus is your name. God save him from the pilgrims. Jesus says, anybody else just have a need? Our buddy had an old hacking cough. Let's believe, Father, we condemn this hacking cough. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one we're talking about. Father, you said come and see. And we say it too. Come and see the healing power of Almighty God to deliver from all things. In Jesus is your name. Just believe it. Anybody else? needs. Father, our brother has a need. We send this prayer cloth with him to believe the contact with us all, to believe that whatever is the need is answered. We believe you. In Jesus' name. Soon morning at dawn, many will meet there. You don't know what Danny was just doing. Danny's standing on that one leg that's bad. You know what? He's standing on the one leg and got his other leg up. He said, "Watch me when I get back to the seat." Amen. Father, touch our little buddy, Lord Jesus, and take away this problem of coughing and things, his eyes and all. We believe you, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Just think about it. Believe. Father, our little buddy is here for others and is also for himself. We know his knees is bothering him, and his mama's knees is bothering him, his nanny's knees are bothering him. Lord, we thank you that he'd have that on his heart. So we pray that you would just touch him, Father, and just make all things well. Make the knees and everything to be right. And Lord, just touch Danielle and that swelling in her feet, Father. We condemn it in Jesus' name. Sky, this world, goodbye. Listen to that song. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon. Come and let's believe. Father, we ask you that you touch Robbie, Lord, and his knees. We know that they hurt things, but we condemn the hurting. We believe you, Father. Let everything be well, Father. We love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Going where no. Now just let them play one and listen. Think about it now. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Me will meet the doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise righteously in the sky, going where no one dies. Pilgrims will rejoice. Amen and amen. I love that song. It's beautiful. You get it in a big church, especially where you have an organ and the piano and everything. It just makes you shout, you know, because it's a beautiful song. I don't believe Jesus is coming, but it's just a pretty song. I believe he's here. I believe he's here through the opening of the Word. But still, he's coming because his coming's not complete. The rapture will take care of that part of it. And we're still looking forward to that, right? Amen. Just remember the services. Remember us Saturday down at Brother Collins speaking for him. Pray that the Lord would bless us and all. And then remember Brother Villanueva for the weekend speaking. And then Brother Forney coming down to be with us on Wednesday. So just remember these and just keep praying that the Lord would bless us and open our understanding. Because that's what we need, right? Amen. Sometimes it takes time, you know, for things to be revealed and even for God to do what he's going to do. I mean, who would ever thought Brother Danny could stand on his bad leg? when they were saying he couldn't walk. Right? They were saying that, well, you know, this, that, or the other. He's back at work doing all of those things. What do you ask for? So you ask and you'll receive it. But sometimes what our problem is, it takes a while. Because God can do an instant miracle. Amen. I believe in that. I've seen it take place. All right? I believe in it. But Brother Brown said, when you've got to hold on and wait for God to make that manifest, when everything looks contrary to it, yet you hold on and you just keep saying, by His stripes I'm healed. And you see it made manifest. He said, that's what brings faith to you. Because that brings a comfort that you say, I've been here before. And I'm walking through this. Amen. You believe it? Amen. Father, we love You. Thank You for tonight, Lord. We pray that You would just take these words that's been said and deliver them to each heart. Because we can't reveal anything. All we can do is just talk about things long enough for You to bring it to a revelation. Father, we love You. Thank You. We believe all that came tonight for prayer, that all is well. And we love You and we thank You. Bless us on the way home. Take care of everybody. And Lord, just believe. We believe that You'll be with us Saturday speaking. And Lord, then Sunday with Brother Ernie. Then Wednesday with Brother Orney. And just going on and on in You. We love You and we thank You. In Jesus' name. You're dismissed.